Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.
Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Q-munity. My name is Jim Stone. We're always looking for information and inspiration. Tisha Lee from the Tippecanoe Arts Federation joins me this afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm grateful to be alive and to be functioning inside my home and still being able to do my work.
Let's talk about the impact this has had on you. I was just talking with a friend and they're talking about how nobody wants to donate any money. It's difficult. Charitable donations have gone down. I got to think. And then I think, well, you guys were probably going to do another gallery walk. We were going to have a few other events. Talk about your events that you had planned that maybe have gone by the wayside.
Oh my goodness. Well, the first event that we unfortunately had to cancel was Tap for Taff, our craft beer festival.
Yep.
And so that was scheduled to take place the first Saturday in April.
Now, I ask you about Tap for Taff. You did that last year, and you probably made a couple dollars on it for your organization.
Yes.
That money isn't coming in. How do you account for that? What do you do to make up for that?
Unfortunately, what your friend had indicated before is quite true. Because the economy right now is kind of in a holding pattern, there are fewer individuals that are able to contribute philanthropically. And, you know, certainly it's impacting not only individuals, but large corporations who are also a big part of what makes what we do happen. We are very fortunate that for the TAP event, we were able to get sponsorship support in advance of that event happening and of course the cancellation. And those sponsors have been able to stay with us. So we're pushing either those dollars to 2021 or they have said that they will throw their support behind Taste.
Okay. Now, what's going on with Taste? What's the story with that?
So, as you know, our county health team made the decision to cancel all events, all community events, through the end of June. I've been trying to understand the specifics of that because, of course, we know that the farmers market is still a go, and that's definitely a community event. With regard to the Taste, we had already been factoring in all of the broader community nationwide issues before that announcement came from the county. Having said that, we still want to have a Taste-like event. So our board of directors and specifically our executive committee will be hearing presentations from our marketing and events director, Kyra Clark, on the 29th, and they will make the decision at that point what this new iteration of the Taste will look like.
And that's got to be an issue. Like, what's the world going to look like on the other side of this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are so many issues to consider, not only having the event and having the ability to do it with all the logistics and all of the regular challenges that go into it, but, you know, come mid-May or June or whenever Governor Holcomb decides to reopen and lift the stay-at-home order, we still have a number of individuals who are unemployed, individuals that have been struggling for at least a couple months trying to make ends meet, and there is no vaccine, right? So we have to take into consideration that though the lifting of the order might take place, people might not feel confident to still come out. And at that point, also, our biggest supporters for the Taste are our restaurants, and they are taking a huge hit through all of the closures. And some of them have already had to close their doors. They don't know if they'll be able to reopen. So their ability to attend, have the capital to not only stock their brick and mortar locations, but also a festival, are all things that we're taking into consideration. And of course, what kind of headspace are our attendees going to be in? Are they going to feel confident to come out? And if not, then, you know, how is that going to impact the overall numbers of the event that we, of course, want it to be a celebration and a showcase for the arts? It is a fundraiser, and it's the largest fundraiser for the arts for our region and for the entire state of Indiana. So it's a big deal. We want to make sure that all things are well thought out and that we do have a very strategic plan to be able to implement it when and if that time comes.
Talk about your organization as a whole, because I know for us, it kind of went to, okay, what do we do? How the heck do we do it? Then let's devise a plan. Let's work a plan and to say, this is what life is like now. But then you also have to plan for what life is going to be post-COVID. And nobody knows when that's going to be. Where at in that process is the Tippecanoe Arts Federation?
Well, you know, it seems to change every day. Because, you know, what we get locally is sometimes different from what we get at the state level. And then depending on who is speaking at the federal level, that also varies wildly. It's been challenging. I'd be lying if I told you that, it's been a very clear path to where we are. But, you know, again, safety first. We want to keep our employees safe, and we are in a great position to do that. Many of us are working from home and going into the office only when absolutely necessary. Our planning remains the same. We're trying to be as nimble as possible because we know that stay-at-home orders can be extended. They could change their mind at any minute. And of course, we want to gauge the reception from the public for what we're doing.
As I sit here and I see your background there, I got to ask the fun little background. So many Zoom meetings. How much attention do you pay to what's going on in the background of your Zoom meeting?
I have been quite taken by some of the backgrounds that folks have put on. I guess my computer's not fancy enough to do those, but I do specifically like the Star Wars ones. Uh-huh. And for me, working from home, I get to show people more of my personal collection. So I guess that's fun.
And one last question. I always start off and I say we look for information. We got plenty of information. Where have you seen inspiration in the past month during this COVID-19 crisis?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think a lot of it has come from the folks around me. When I see folks that are being just so open-hearted and the offering of, let me get those groceries for you, or let me help you, let me make ends meet for you, let me be able to donate money or food. I happened to go through the drive-thru the other day trying to get my donuts, and the individual in front of me paid for them. And I thought that was so kind. And granted, I didn't need all six of those donuts, but it was very nice that, and so kind in a time that many individuals are struggling. There are many of us, and I believe it's the majority of us that live in this community that are in this together and want us to recover 100% and then to get us back on track as the strongest community that I've had the great fortune of living in.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is Tisha Lee from the Tippecanoe Arts Federation. This has been another edition of the Q-munity.
Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.